In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you can tell that the gospel today is about John the Baptist and how the Lord Jesus Christ praising John the Baptist. Today actually is the first Sunday of the new Coptic year. And it's usually when the church does something in the beginning or the end, or like this is a prime Sunday for the church, first Sunday of the year. So why the prime Sunday of the year talks about John the Baptist and it doesn't talk about Christ himself? Because usually Sunday Gospels talks about the Lord Jesus Christ himself, his miracles, his sayings, his parables, things like this. But today it speaks about John the Baptist. Not only that, but the Lord said something amazing about John the Baptist that he never said about any person before that. He said, "For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist." No greater prophet than John the Baptist. About Moses. Moses was very, very close to God. And we call him the arch prophet, or the head of the prophets. How about David, who was close to God, and Jesus himself used to address himself the son of David, even though David died long time ago. But so much he loved David so much that he called himself son of David. Why is John the Baptist then is favored like this? Takes a prime Sunday in the church, and then Jesus said something unique about him, that among those born of women, there is none, not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. Do you know why? Usually the gospel and the readings give you some clues. Okay? So I'm going to give you, I'm going to show you the Psalms, and hopefully through the Psalms you can tell if it's clear or not. Was asleep. Okay, so can you tell why John the Baptist is so favored before God? It says here, "Love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord seeks for truth," or in other translations, "loves the truth." Love God because he loves truth. Okay, and then he says, "How abundant is the multitude of your goodness, O Lord, which have laid up for them that fear you." Two things here in the psalm talked about John the Baptist and how special he is. John the Baptist actually was a man of truth. What it says here, God seeks the truth, or God loves the truth. John the Baptist was a man who put on truth. He was a truthful man. In an amazing way. I'll just tell you a story about John the Baptist. And actually truth killed him. John the Baptist was a missionary. He loved people. Herod the king, even though he wasn't good, he loved John the Baptist. And he brought him to his palace a lot of times to come and preach him. And then, a little by little, he saw Herod is having a relationship with his brother's wife. And then he told him in his face, in front of the lady, "You can never, or you're not allowed to take your brother as a wife." Then he tried to argue with him. But the situation, things like this, he said, "You are not allowed to take your brother's wife." And then anytime he says anything, John the Baptist never said lots of words or big sermons. John the Baptist used to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Just a short sermon. Something like this. Then every time he meets Herod the king, "You are not allowed to take your brother's wife." And then Herodia, this lady, got really mad at him, and she requested his head to be cut off. As you know that story. And when his head was cut off and came on a plate, that was not in the gospel, it was like the tradition of the church. The head itself was crying and saying, you are not allowed to take your brother's wife. And this voice is kept repeating in the palace even after the death of John the Baptist. He was a truthful man. He put on truth, which is very hard to find. John the Baptist, when the Pharisees and the scribes came to him, the leaders of the people who are respected most in the community, he told them, vipers, serpents, brood of vipers, who told you that you are running from the wrath that to come? Repent and bear fruits for the kingdom. He was asking these people in a very harsh way to repent. They didn't accept that, as the gospel said later on. But in the end, John the Baptist was a man of truth. And he feared God. That's why it was said here in the psalm, the goodness and the blessing that you bestowed upon those who fear you. So he was a truthful man. He put on truth. But after Jesus praised John the Baptist, he said something that might look like he's putting him down again. He said, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. The least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. How is that? Remember that John the Baptist was the last prophet in the Old Testament. John the Baptist was the line where it was cut between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So everyone who came after John the Baptist was in the New Testament, was a believer in Christ. He was the last one, last prophet. Some people say there is another last prophet. No, John the Baptist was the last prophet. Jesus came after that. So, and after Jesus came, after the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the paradise and the kingdom was opened. So people came in who believed in Christ. But it's amazing how the least in the kingdom is greater than he. Any believer in Christ who came to the kingdom, the least, is greater than John the Baptist. What does that mean? Okay, if I tell you that John is less than the least. Okay, the least one in the kingdom is better, greater than him. Does that mean that John is in or out? He's less than the least. What does that mean? He's out. He's not there. Why? Even though John the Baptist was a great man and there was no one like him, but the truth that he put on was not good enough to take him to the kingdom of God. He needed the righteousness of Christ. Because anyone who made it to the kingdom of God made it through the blood of Jesus Christ. You who are baptized for Christ have put on Christ. John the Baptist put on truth. What is truth? Truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the truth, the life, the way, the truth, and the life. But we, any one of us, a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's how we make it to the kingdom. But John is a great example for us that you should put on truth. It doesn't mean that his righteousness makes him less than the least in the kingdom, but he's a great man in the kingdom of God. Not according to his righteousness. His righteousness is great, but way off, way below the righteousness of Christ. We have no righteousness. And if we want to make it to the kingdom, we put on the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We put on truth. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's what we receive in the baptism. That's what you receive when you come to church. You receive the Lord Jesus Christ to put him on. As Saint Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Just want to make my point is, when we put on Christ, we are greater than the greatest man in the Old Testament, John the Baptist. Christ is not putting him down when he said that, but he's showing us how great we are when we put the real truth, the eternal truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, when we put him on. Does that mean one needs to be baptized and put on Christ once and that's it? No. Unfortunately, it doesn't work this way. But this white cloth that we get in baptism, it gets dirty. And it gets sometimes stolen away from us. And we forget it for a long time. And it doesn't look white at all. That's why we need to do the virtue, to have the virtue of John the Baptist, which is the life of repentance. John the Baptist lived the life of repentance before preaching it to people. And for us to be part of this kingdom and to put on Christ, the truth that makes any one of us greater than John the Baptist in his righteousness, is we need to live this life. Some people rejected what John the Baptist was preaching. Some people rejected repentance. They said we're good enough. We don't need that. We know that we are truthful people. What happened to them? See the verse after that. And when all the people heard him, even the tax collector justified God. They obeyed God. They listened to God. Having been baptized with the baptism of John. What is the baptism of John? Baptism of repentance. Everyone repented, except some people. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God for themselves. Counsel of God means the will of God. They rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. Rejected repentance. Rejecting the will of God for them is to be pure. Rejected the will of God for themselves is to live a healthy life. Is to live a renewed life. They lived an old life and they never changed. They were the same every single day. They said the same prayers. They did the same actions every single day. God for them was just some rituals they do every single day, but they had no life whatsoever. They rejected the will of God. What is the will of God? The will of God that everyone repents. The will of God that we live a life of repentance, a life of continual renewal. That is actually the life of peace and the life of joy. In its utmost. But without that life of repentance, there is no joy and there is no peace and there are no fruits of the Holy Spirit. Repentance is not for the sinners, but for the saints. Because sinners, when they repent, they become saints. When we repent, we don't become better people, but we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We wash the clothes that has the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the purpose of that. The purpose of our repentance, not to become better people, but to restore the image of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. To live as he lived. To walk as he walked. To be like him, because this is our goal, this is our purpose. To be created in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's actually what it was said in the Catholic Epistle. Catholic epistle, even though it was read in Arabic, but it was that's the one. He said here, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. What does that mean? He said, if you don't practice what you hear, if you don't have the word of Christ in you, if you don't, the word of God, if it doesn't help you to become on his image, it's exactly as you go, stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself. Of course, why there are mirrors? To fix yourself before you leave. You go, find everything is messed up, say great, and you move on. Why did you look at the mirror then? He said, that's what we do. What is the mirror? What is that? The mirror used to be made of silver. What is the silver represents in the Bible? Anyone smart? Silver represents what? Represents the word of God. The word of God is like a mirror. Stand in front of it, choose how close you are or how different you are from the Logos, the Lord Jesus Christ, in order to fix that image. Not to look at the mirror and see everything is messed up and then leave. Something is wrong. Repentance is not to be better people, as I said, because no matter how good you will be, you're never going to be any close to John the Baptist. That's not your best bet. Your best bet is to wear the Lord Jesus Christ. To put him on. To unite with him all the time. With his word. With his character. With his image. That he is your goal. And that's how we change. That's how we change. That's how we live a joyful life, that the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace will fill our hearts. But without that, then we will reject the counsel of God for ourselves, as these people did. And Jesus said something in the end of the gospel. He said, these people, this generation, they're like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, we played the flute for you, you did not dance. We mourned you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a demon. The Son of Man, he has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a wine bibber, friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is justified by all the children. What does that mean? He said, people are saying in the marketplace, we played the flute, made a joyful noise, you did not dance. Okay? And we mourned for you, we did something very sad, you did not cry. What does that mean? Someone is the same. Same feelings, same emotion, same state. Joy doesn't make a difference. Mourning doesn't make a difference. The same. Sometimes God tried to work in us through bad situations that we may weep and cry and repent. But we let go as nothing happened. Continue. The same life. Then he said, okay, let me bless you with a big blessing. And he threw a big blessing on you. And the same, nothing changes. Same life, same prayer, same style, no difference. that is this generation. He said, what can I do? I did everything. Give you tribulations. Maybe you are going to hear this. Maybe you're going to respond through this. Didn't work. Give you big blessings in your life. Hopefully you'll be thankful. You'll change. You'll sanctify your life for God. And it didn't work. Doesn't that happen with us? If someone doesn't learn from big tribulations, is in trouble. Doesn't learn from big blessing that God poured on him. God doesn't want us to be the same. God wants to renew our life every single day. Nothing can renew the life like repentance. And the definition of repentance is being on the image of the Lord Jesus Christ every single day. In every prayer, the focus is to change to that image. In every gospel reading, there is a mirror to change us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the purpose of the Word of God. In any liturgy, why do we take His body and blood? To be on His image. Nothing less. Because if you want to rely on your righteousness, how good you are, you're helping the poor, you're helping people, you're giving all your life for God, good for you. But no way you're going to be close to John the Baptist. Did John the Baptist make it? He did not make it. He was less than the least. Of course he's going to be in the kingdom of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you want to rely on how good you are, it's never going to help you. But your best bet is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is your image, He is your purpose, He is your style, that we are changing daily, day after day, to His image. And that is the fulfilled life. And glory be to God forever and ever.